Well, we want to look now at something that's happening in emergency rooms. COVID-19 patients showing up without any obvious respiratory distress, even though they turn out to be suffering from pneumonia so advanced that the only treatment is a ventilator. Some doctors are now recommending a simple device called a pulse oximeter. You know, you put your finger in a little plastic cuff and it tells you your oxygen level. And if you see it's falling, you can seek treatment maybe before you get to more serious illness. But others, including the chief medical officer of the American Lung Association, are saying not so fast. So what should we do? Let's bring back Dr. Len Horowitz, a pulmonologist at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York. He's seen some of these sick patients. And Dr. Horowitz, it was ER doctor Richard Levitin who wrote an opinion piece in the New York Times extolling these devices. People bought so many, it's hard to find one. So first, what is a pulse oximeter? What does it do?
The oximeter is a device that's very simple. You insert your finger into the device. If you have no nail polish on, your room temperature, the device will read how much your blood is saturated with oxygen. The normal level of oxygenation is between 90 and 99%. As you get below 90% saturation, 88 or below can be a warning that there is serious hypoxemia, meaning low oxygen tension. Those patients may not require a ventilator, but they certainly require supplemental oxygen.
Well, and when it comes to COVID-19, we understand that these patients, you know, again, they're not gasping for air, so they don't know that this is happening. It's called a silent hypoxia, I understand.
The first phase of hypoxemia is so-called silent because there's not a lot of inflammation yet inside the lungs, and the lungs are relatively compliant and elastic the way they normally are. The problem with COVID arises because COVID seems to attack the endothelial, the inner lining of arterioles, tiny little arterioles that help oxygenate or expel carbon dioxide. Now, you have to remember that people need oxygen for their tissues to work, every cell in the body. And if you're not moving, you don't have a lot of oxygen requirement. You can tolerate an oxygen saturation of 85% as long as you're just sitting and not moving. So the first stage is in a patient who's just sitting there having endothelial damage, but not much inflammation yet in the lung. In the second stage, which can follow in hours, the lung becomes very involved in an inflammatory process where liquids, cytokines, inflammatory mediators build up in the lungs, white blood cells come to fight the battle, and the lungs get stiffer, heavier, less elastic, and those patients, along with low oxygen, need to be placed on a ventilator because their work of breathing and their oxygen saturation are so bad that they need a ventilator.
Well, we mentioned Richard Levitin. He was seeing patients come in with it should be in the 90s, coming in with a 50% oxygen rate. But these people have been sick. They've had an upset stomach, a headache. When you first start having those symptoms, you know, let's say they were sick for a week. If they had taken their oxygen level and not waited till they became short of breath, would they possibly have a better outcome?
It's possible. It's clear that checking oxygen saturation is not valuable. If you feel fine, you're going about usual activities. But most patients who have this silent hypoxemia have a little bit more than just abdominal pain or a headache. They've been sick. And certainly COVID patients that have come down with a fever, chills, sinusitis, and cough, or any kind of shortness of breath, should check their oxygen saturation. There's a great utility in that. For the normal person, it's like taking your temperature every 15 minutes. What's it really going to tell you? Most people don't take their temperature unless they feel like they have a fever.
Is there a risk? I mean, can you misinterpret the readings?
No. The only way you could misinterpret the readings would be if you had nail polish on or your hands were extremely cold, and then you just decide to stick your finger in the oximeter. So I think it's important to have a reason. The reason we wash our hands, for instance, is not to touch our face and not to contaminate other people. The reason you check a pulse oximeter is you have a question about whether your oxygen saturation is okay or not, based upon a suspicion of illness.
The American Lung Association says unless you have a chronic lung or heart condition that affects your oxygen saturation on a regular basis, most people don't need one. Their point was, they're concerned that, as you've been saying, doctor, you could get obsessive about it and ignore other things that a doctor might pick up if you actually went to a doctor's checkup. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. Let's say your symptoms aren't particularly pulmonary at first. It might be nausea, diarrhea, headache, sometimes neurological symptoms. well, that may make you think that your oxygen's fine. You don't need to check it because you're preoccupied with these other symptoms, which you might not actually associate with COVID. And so there's a utility once you have an index of suspicion. But if there's no index of suspicion, there's no utility.
That's pulmonologist Len Horovitz, who practices at Lenox Hill Hospital in Manhattan and has been helping us understand some of the complexities of COVID-19. Dr. Horovitz, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, Robin.